Today is Tuesday, August 20th. What to know today about Planned Parenthood and why it's turning down millions of dollars in government funding. Plus, we're talking hot weather, robotic shorts, and Target. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A major change to Planned Parenthood. The organization says it'll give up millions of dollars of federal funding. As of this week, and for the first time in nearly 50 years, Planned Parenthood will formally leave Title 10. That's a government program that offers money to help low-income women get birth control, pregnancy tests, and other health screenings. The New York Times reports Planned Parenthood uses that funding to provide those services to 1.5 million low-income women each year. So why give it up? It's because the Trump administration attached a new abortion rule to that money, a so-called gag order. It means any organization who gets the Title 10 grants is then not allowed to refer patients to any doctors who can perform abortions. Planned Parenthood says it refuses to go along with what it calls an unethical rule that forces medical providers to withhold information from patients. To be clear, the Title 10 funds have never been used to actually pay for abortions. But supporters of the policy change told CBS News giving Planned Parenthood any government money still frees up the funds to use for abortions. And they don't want taxpayer dollars helping that cause at all. Either way, the new rule is in place now, but this may not be over. Organizations and about 20 states are fighting it in court. We have updates about a couple of different cases. First, remember the case of Eric Gardner? He was seen on video as an NYPD officer held him in a chokehold. He later died, and his death in 2014 led to massive protests. Well, now, 5 years later, that police officer is out of a job. The officer was never charged in court, but the New York police commissioner fired him yesterday. New York City's mayor said justice has now been served. But the police union says it shows the city is not standing behind its officers. That officer involved plans to appeal. Also, an update about Jeffrey Epstein's death. Remember, Epstein is the well-connected multimillionaire who was accused of sex trafficking and abuse, then found dead in a jail cell. Well, CNN reports the medical examiner found Epstein did die by suicide. It's worth noting because there were a lot of conspiracy theories about him possibly being murdered. In fact, Fox News reports he signed and filed a new will just 2 days before he died. The CEOs of nearly 200 of America's largest companies just issued a statement together. The point of it? To say they're changing their mission or the definition of the purpose of a corporation. CNBC reports the companies say it's no longer shareholder value, like big profits, that instead the top business leaders are also focused on investing in all of their stakeholders, including their employees, their customers, and society in general, like through working with ethical suppliers. The new statement and ideals come as corporations have gotten plenty of attention and some criticism in politics lately, both in the U.S. and abroad. For example, some 2020 presidential candidates have called on breaking up big businesses, and they've criticized conditions and pay for workers. The statement did not provide specific details for action. Some parts of the U.S. are under heat advisories today, like in areas of Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. The National Weather Service says it will feel like 100 degrees. And in Phoenix, Arizona, there could be record-breaking heat today and tomorrow, with temps expected to hit 115 degrees. Overall, USA Today says about 100 million people will experience above-average temps. That said, things will start to cool down later this week. All right, we still have much more news coming up, but let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, MM LaFleur. This is a company that is all about clothing that will help make your life easier. So if you don't have a lot of time, you can scratch the dry cleaners and the tailor off your list. MM LaFleur offers machine washable fabrics, adjustable hems, deep pockets, and travelers, you'll like this one, suits that are designed to be packable. And each item is meant to help you wear it several different ways. The high-waisted black skirt they sent me looks great with so many different tops. So whether you need an everyday work outfit or something specific for a business trip coming up, check out MM LaFleur. And right now, new customers can get $25 toward the first purchase with the code NEWSWORTHY. Just visit mmlafleur.com/newsworthy for more details and to redeem this gift. That's mmlafleur.com/newsworthy, and you can find that link in today's show notes. Now back to the news. Twitter and Facebook have suspended hundreds of fake accounts, all apparently tied to the Chinese government. NBC News reports both social sites are accusing China of spreading false information about the recent protests in the territory of Hong Kong. The accounts have reportedly called the protesters violent and accused them of having ulterior motives. It sounds like the future of athletic wear could be robotic shorts that actually help you move your legs when you wear them. The Verge reports Harvard University researchers just came up with a powered exosuit, and they're testing it in the lab. The shorts can apparently make you feel as much as a dozen pounds lighter when walking or running. Scientific American says this could be a big help for military personnel and rescue workers who may have to hike long distances. So here's how it works. It's an 11-pound system that is basically built around a pair of shorts. The exosuit connects motors worn on the lower back and the runner's thighs with cables. When force is applied to the cables, the system helps power the legs, making it easier to run and walk. For now, the shorts are pretty bulky and aren't ready for a variety of walking styles just yet, so more tests and development still need to happen. Target is launching a new grocery brand. CNBC reports the company is launching its own line called Good & Gather. It's expecting it to be pretty big, the largest of its private labels. They'll sell more than 2,000 items, including organic pizza crust, milk and eggs, peanut butter, and pastas. USA Today reports the products will be made without artificial flavors and sweeteners, synthetic colors, and high fructose corn syrup. Plus, there's a money-back guarantee if you don't like it. Target hopes this will boost sales and set them apart from rivals like Trader Joe's and Walmart. The first 600 products will be available nationwide in September, and the rest of the stuff will come out by the end of next year. Some new rumored details about upcoming Apple services. So first, its new gaming service called Apple Arcade. 9 to 5 Mac is reporting the service will cost $5 a month. And for that, users will get access to more than 100 ad-free games and be able to play them across Apple devices. The game subscription service is expected to launch in September. Along with new smartphones, Business Insider says to expect the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max. And then Apple TV Plus, the new streaming video service, is expected to launch in November. Bloomberg now reports it'll likely cost $9.99 a month, and at least to start, it'll only have a reported 5 original shows. If those launch and pricing details are all correct, that'll put Apple TV Plus in direct competition with Disney Plus, which is also set to launch in November. It's set to be the exclusive home for Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar movies, and hundreds of other titles. Variety says Disney Plus will cost about $7 a month, although there are some additional bundle options for $13 a month. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to give a big shout out and thank you to the Newsworthy Insiders. I really appreciate you supporting the show. It takes a lot of time, energy, and money to produce the Newsworthy, a lot more time than 10 minutes, by the way, and sponsors can only go so far, so your support really makes a difference. If you're not an insider yet and you want to become one, you can learn more and sign up at thenewsworthy.com/insiders. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.